The BRI brings with it opportunities for growth within Africa, opportunities for increased trade and market access within Africa.
That is Clifford Tandri, an administrative chief for the Morogoro region in Tanzania. Morogoro is home to the Tanzania Demonstration Center, which includes advanced agriculture technology imported from China that has been able to create a significant increase in local corn yields. Tandri says this has done a lot to lift the local villagers out of poverty.
IPRC and the China Agricultural University are working in Tanzania on a practical note in order to raise productivity and the profitability of our farmers. There are projects there. Using Chinese technology, we have found that the farmers' yield have gone more than 2 times, in some areas, 3 times. So farmers involved in this project, for example, their livelihood has increased, their poverty has declined, their welfare has gone up. Some of them can now afford to send their children into private schools, something that they were not able to do before that.
Meanwhile, in Rwanda, around 12,000 people are now able to make money by planting a variety of Chinese mushrooms through a process being taught at the China-Rwanda Agriculture Technology Demonstration Center. Chen Xiaobing is the center's director.
Junchao technology is very easy to learn, and the Junchao mushroom is very easy to plant. The largest advantage of this technology is that this is an eco-friendly agricultural product. Rwanda here has many crop waste. Things like corn cob and cottonseed husk can be used as fertilizer to plant the Junchao mushroom. It's good for crop recycling. This technology has not only helped local farmers to increase household incomes, but also it is an eco-friendly agricultural product that can ensure environmental protection.
The increasing agriculture ties between China and Africa is something the African Union continues to press for. Josefa Seko is the AU's commissioner for the rural economy and agriculture.
Through the African Union and the China cooperation in the rural economy and agricultural development, there has been transfer of technology, enhanced human capacity through exchange visits of African experts to China, and technical assistance from China covering crop planting, pest and disease prevention and control, agricultural products processing, livestock breeding, and fish farming. We have also noted growing private investment in medium to large scale farms.
Africa has roughly 600 million hectares of uncultivated arable land, which is roughly 65% of the available arable land in the world. For CRI, I'm Xu Yawen.